Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of the TFDI podcast, which is brought to you by the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative. Today, we receive Ian Duffy. He's the CEO and founder of Accelerated Payments, a Dublin-based fintech that finances invoices for SMEs in Ireland, the UK, the US, and Canada. Accelerated Payments just recently financed the purchase of a client invoice using a tokenized trade finance instrument on the Trade Tech Network. And Ian is here today to tell us how it went and what advantages token-based funding can bring to smaller originators. So welcome, Ian, and thank you for being here.
Hi, Melody. Lovely to be here. Nice to be chatting with you.
Great. So can you start by telling us a little bit about Accelerated Payments, what it is, and how you got involved in this tokenized digital form of funding?
Sure. So Accelerated Payments is an invoice financing company. We've been around for 4 years now, just passed through our fourth anniversary in September. So we fund SMEs in, as you said, Ireland, UK, US, and Canada. And we do it on a non-recourse basis, little bit unusual. So we don't require any security or guarantees from our client. And we fund on a selective invoice basis. So we can fund 100% of a book or small part of a book, all depending on the requirements. We've funded nearly half a billion invoices in value terms over the last 4 years. We've made great progress. The piece that's interesting here is the use of a tokenized trade finance instrument. We've had a relationship with TradeTech for the last 2 or 3 years and have built up a very close relationship with TradeTech. Basically, Accelerated Payments are an origination company, so we originate the clients, we originate the invoices. And then obviously for all the invoices that we purchase, we need to secure funding from the market, and that's where TradeTech come in and Zinfin. And traditionally, you raise money from the market through loan notes or debt instruments. And what this is for the first time is using a tokenized trade financing instrument, which means effectively we're using blockchain technology, and we can itemize the funding component, and we can trace that funding component objectively and without any risk of fraud and use it through a cloud-based platform. And ultimately, what we're trying to do is to make sure that any funding that is secured from the debt markets can talk specifically to an invoice that we originated. So it creates that direct correlation between those two, which allows you to build a platform that can scale and truly work on an international basis, and also give a much wider access from a funding perspective other than just typical large banks and institutions.
That's great. So last time that we spoke, you were just about to conduct your first transaction. So can you tell me how it went? Did you have any unexpected issues with that, or did it all go according to plan?
No, we completed the transaction on Monday. So it was great, roughly $160,000, and we had no problems. Again, nothing changed from our side. All that changes is how we're sourcing our funding. But we see significant upside potential in terms of using tokenized blockchain financial instruments over the next 6 to 12 months. So we would expect to build that business to a 15 to 20 million US dollar exposure. And the opportunity for a broader set of investors to participate in that instrument is now there through this platform that has been delivered by TradeTech and Zinfin.
That sounds great. So since this was your first trade using a digital token, I wonder what the benefits are for you to conduct such a transaction, such a tokenized transaction on the blockchain?
Yeah, so I think, look, the market is clearly seeing that blockchain is going to become more prevalent because it does provide robust cloud-based confirmation of in our case, a financial instrument. So I think the benefits are scaling. So what it does allow you to scale and also to access a much wider pool of funders, even small funders. So there's an opportunities, I think, in the medium to long term for funders in the 10,000 euro dollar range to participate, where typically they would have been excluded, you know, where the market entry point might have been 5 million or 10 million. So I do think this is a way of providing a much wider solution to the market. And also, I think what's very important is that these tokens are tradable. So an investor is not necessarily committed to, you know, 2 years of funding or 4 years of funding. If they wanted to sell those tokens in the market, they can. Because the underlying assets behind those tokens, be that cash or our receivables, is very transparent and very clear. So so that's another big advantage. You're not necessarily locked into the instrument for the full duration, and that can bring significant benefits as well in terms of providing liquidity.
That's very interesting. So in that sense, it's different from other non-fungible tokens, which are not tradable by nature, right? It's just a...
Correct. And you're locked into, you know, large commitments for a longer period of time. And obviously all the, you know, all the issues that go with that. So, so I think this is very much the trend why we just completed our first transaction. As I said, we're very ambitious about this becoming a significant part of our portfolio. And I do think from a trend perspective in the market, we're going to see more and more of these type of funding opportunities coming on stream and companies like ourselves who have a continuous requirement and demand on the funding perspective are going to tap into these opportunities.
Great. So more generally, how would you say that the trade asset distribution experience and access to markets differs between a fintech player like you and a large bank, for instance? What are the advantages and inconveniences of being a smaller player in this space?
Yeah, I think the advantages are twofold. I think firstly, we're bringing our own technology. So we've built our own proprietary platform, and we're using that technology to streamline invoice financing. Traditional invoice financing is seen as very clunky, very administration-led, a high portion of manual information entry. So we're using technology to streamline that, make that highly efficient. And clients of ours can fund just one invoice annually, or they can fund their entire book. So that gives a huge amount of flexibility that typically a bank is unable to provide. So we can develop technology faster, cheaper, and better than an institution. And also we're interested in smaller ticket size. I think as banks have to deal with compliance and regulatory issues, their ability to compete at the smaller end of the market, I think, is going to diminish over time. And our sweet spot of 50 to 500,000 euros, dollars, pounds, doesn't matter, it is becoming a market segment that I think a lot of the high street banks are struggling to serve, given that the quantum is quite small. So I think there are significant benefits for companies like ourselves in being able to operate in that sub 1 million category. And we see that long-term as a sector that we think is going to play or be available to the fintech community ahead of the typical high street bank. But our model is to partner with those high street banks now and in the long term, because we think we can service that niche better than they have. But because we don't compete with all the other products that a bank typically provides, it's very much a long-term partnership, and there are very strong rationales for that partnership on both sides in terms of not competing, but actually improving the availability of working capital in the SME sector.
Yeah, I understand that on the client side and on the trade financing side, but I was wondering more on the when it comes to distributing those assets. If you believe that your experience as a smaller originator is different than that of a large originator like a bank when it comes to the distribution of these assets.
Yeah, I think we can aggregate those assets into a into a single pool so we can aggregate. Our book is currently, you know, we expect at the end of this month it'll be 50 million plus, but that's made up of invoices of an average invoice size of 15,000. So our ability to aggregate small tickets effectively into large clumps of funding is again part of what we do. And again, I think so in terms of being able to access the funding markets, that's what they want. You know, they want to be able to provide reasonable size funding opportunities on a scale basis. So that's our job. We're an aggregator. We originate small ticket and build it into large clumps, which again are traceable down to the single invoice. But from a funding perspective, the funding ask is, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 million at a time. So that, and the banks and the funding markets are very comfortable with that.
Why did you decide to enter this tokenized asset distribution market now? And how do you expect this activity to grow in the near and medium term for you?
Well, I think we're always looking for a source of funding. So that's part of our job, is to make sure that our funding is always in excess of what our market growth is. So, and this is, we think this is the future in terms of how the funding market will evolve. So we believe tokenized blockchain trade finance instruments will become the norm in 3 or 5 years time. So it's very important for us to be part of that trend. And as I said, even in the short term, we think this, you know, next year, this could be 20-25% of our book from a funding perspective. So, and it does lead, because it is cloud-based and it is digitized, it allows you to connect directly what the underlying assets are, be that the debt or the actual invoices themselves. And that level of granularity is really what the market wants, because then at any given point, they know exactly what their funds are being used for. And we can account for that, not just on a monthly basis, which is typically what you might have done, but actually on a real-time basis.
That's great. Do you anticipate any potential issues with that, with the adoption of this technology, perhaps for your business in terms of market acceptance or regulation or anything like that?
No, I really don't. From our perspective, TradeTech, in fairness, are doing all of the heavy lifting. So we just, so they're looking after the conversion effectively of the debt from the markets into usable funding that we can use. So actually it's no change for us from a funding perspective. So the adoption is very easy. I think I think there's, you know, I think this is a trend that's going to continue. As I said, I don't see us going back to where the market might have been, you know, two or three years ago, never mind 5 or 10 years ago. And I think it's easy for us to adopt. I mean, I think that's why these type of services grow, because the market does not like friction and it likes transparency and accountability. And this is exactly what the TradeTech ThinFin solution provides. So we're very confident that we're, as a partnership, we just see this growing over the coming months and years.
That's great. So we'll be looking forward to hearing more about that and future transactions on your end. I don't know if you've heard the podcast before, but I like to end on a more personal note, which doesn't have to be related to trade finance or trade asset distribution. But what's the latest thing that you have read or heard that inspired you? Could you share that with us?
Yeah, I think what inspires me, and you asked the question earlier, you know, why do we get into this business? I think what genuinely inspires us is our clients who are finding it hard to access working capital. Typically, our clients are high growth companies. You know, they're typically undercapitalized, they're possibly overtrading. Some of them have had a tough period over the last 18 months, particularly through COVID and all that goes with that. And yet the products and services that they provide to the market are excellent, and the market need those services and want those services. And yet it's very hard from traditional working capital you know, from the traditional banking community to access working capital to facilitate that growth. And that's what we do. And we're constantly on a weekly basis coming across these entrepreneurial companies, you know, driven by fantastic entrepreneurs and looking to drive their business. And when we are able to provide funding to them, you know, the relief at one stage, but also the excitement on their side in terms of being able to address their working capital requirements for the foreseeable 6 to 12 months is really exciting. And that's actually what motivates us on a daily basis. It's great to see us coming forward to the market with a solution that the market really likes.
That's great. You're very passionate about what you do. I gave you the option to talk about a different topic, but you stuck to this.
Well, it's at my age, it needs to be exciting. So, and it is. It's great every day is a good day. You know, because the market needs it, and it is genuine. Sometimes for these companies to continue to grow and to trade, from our piece, it's the easy part in terms of providing the capital. They're doing all the hard part in terms of the services and products that they provide and the evolution that they're bringing to their own particular sector. So yeah, it's very symbiotic and positive.
Wonderful. So we've run out of time, but I would like to thank you very much for sharing your insights with us today. And I'll also take this opportunity to thank our listeners and make sure that if you have any comments or feedback, you leave that in the comment section. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Melody. Lovely to talk to you.